Welcome to Under the Microscope, KBIA's weekly look at stories in science, health, and technology. I'm Maureen Lewis Stump. Coming up, we'll take a look at a project happening across Missouri to convert railways to trails.
You know, Missouri is a great rail trail state, and I think that once this hopefully moves into the possession of Missouri State Parks, there's certainly the public energy there to lobby for that next step.
But first, 911 operators and emergency paramedics sometimes have a hard time locating and finding out about a caller at the time of an emergency. Oftentimes, nothing is known about the caller because they are unable to speak for themselves. One service that came to Boone County in 2011 has helped first responders with these problems. This week, I took a look into the service and its progress in mid-Missouri. Every few seconds, someone dials 911 for help with an emergency.
What's the address of your emergency?
911 operators, ambulance paramedics, firefighters, and police are often challenged to get accurate information about the person in need of help, such as their name, emergency contact, and allergies. Smart 911 is a service designed to help with these problems. Brian Madewell is the operations manager for Joint Communications in Columbia.
Citizen can go in and fill out a profile. So they can put as much information as they want in this profile, name, date of birth, all the way down to the weight of your cat and dog and the name of your cat and dog and their veterinarian, or as little as you want.
Chuck Mostalski is the day shift supervisor for the Joint Communications Center in Columbia. He says the service helps 911 operators greatly.
Smart 911 system is a very valuable database that helps all our operators with special information regarding a caller and any special needs that they or any of their family members may have.
Mostalski and Madewell believe Smart 911 can save lives, especially when the Columbia 911 call center gets an average of 210 calls per day. This is because many callers believe 911 operators can pinpoint their exact location. That's not actually the case, as cell phone companies only give them a triangulation area, not an exact location, from a GPS system. Registering for Smart 911 can help first responders locate the person quickly.
There's a number of instances where if you have the information that you've plugged into a profile, you dial 911, say you're unable to talk, but you've plugged in your address where you're at. However, if that triangulation information matches with the address that you've typed into Smart 911, we could send a response to there.
Even when calling from another area that has the service, Smart 911 will instantly give the caller's information to the operator. This information is relayed to the first responders via radio communication. Sign up is easy and the service is free. A user just has to go to the Smart 911 website to start filling in information. Madewell says that since launching in 2011, many users have taken advantage of this service. But he says the number of participants fluctuates because every 6 months, the service requests an update of information. If a user wants to continue with the service, updating information is all they have to do. The Rails to Trails Conservancy has placed a bid on the Rock Island Corridor on behalf of local and state organizations with plans for a large-scale rail-to-trail project. KBIA's Brandon Kiley has more on what the project could mean for Missouri.
The Rock Island Corridor is a 145-mile segment of inactive rail corridor stretching from Herman County to Franklin County. The railroad hasn't been in regular service since the early 1980s. Brett Hugh, the executive director of the Missouri Bike and Pedestrian Foundation, one of the organizations involved in the bid for the Rock Island Corridor, says this project could complement the Katy Trail.
If this is complete, it'll be like a 450-mile trail loop. Well, like you could fly into St. Louis, you could go across the Katy Trail, you could come back to Rock Island. Or you could fly into Kansas City, you could go across the Rock Island Trail, come back to Katy. And ride hundreds of miles without the sort of repeating.
The Rails to Trails Conservancy spokesperson, Jake Lynch, says if Ameren chooses to accept his group's bid, the first step in converting the Rock Island Corridor to a rail trail is a process of abandonment and rail banking.
And what that means is it preserves the corridor in one connected segment. And it, you know, makes it available for public use. And that's not just a rail trail, but that's also for possible future reactivation of rail service.
Lynch says keeping the railroad intact for potential use in the future is very important.
The goal is to preserve the integrity of the corridor. That's step one. That's what we're trying to do with this bid. And then it's going to be up to sort of Missouri State Parks and the people of Missouri to turn it into a rail trail.
After rail banking and abandonment, Lynch says the Rails to Trails Conservancy would donate the Rock Island Corridor to Missouri State Parks. This donation would connect previously donated rail trails, stretching the Rock Island Corridor from St. Louis all the way to Kansas City. At this point, the corridor would be ready for construction. Krissa Niewald is the president of the Missouri Rock Island Trail Incorporation. She says completing the trail will take a while.
We feel like that some of the less challenging sections can be opened pretty quickly to finish the whole trail. You know, I'd like to get the joke around here is that I hope to ride the whole thing with my bicycle before I have to be in a wheelchair and ride it.
Lynch says the two biggest hurdles to getting projects like this going are typically building local community support along the trail and a lack of education about the benefits of rail trails.
And in this instance, none of those obstacles are there. You know, Missouri is a great rail trail state, and I think that once this hopefully moves into the possession of Missouri State Parks, there's certainly the public energy there to lobby for that next step.
Brent Hugh believes there are amazing possibilities for the corridor if Ameren chooses to accept the Rails to Trails bid.
Right now, it's honestly an overgrown sort of garbage dump that stretches across the state. But it could be turned from that, you know, sort of 200-mile long garbage dump into a beautiful amenity for the communities that it goes through.
Ameren officials say they will make a decision on which bid to accept in the next few weeks. Brandon Kiley, KBIA News.
That's all for this week's Under the Microscope. I'm Maureen Lewis-Stump. Thanks for listening.